The men, accused in a massive government contracting bribery case involving EAC Native Corporation subsidiary EAC Tech, are staying behind bars. Three of them until trial, and the fourth at least through the weekend. At a hearing in Washington, D.C. today, the lawyer for EAC Tech executive Harold Babb asked for a few more days before making his argument as to why Babb should be released on bail. Attorney Jeffrey Jacobowitz told Magistrate Judge Deborah Robinson that he'd just gotten the case and had only spoken to Babb for the first time this morning. She scheduled a hearing for Tuesday and kept Babb in jail for now. Jacobowitz made a brief statement to reporters outside the courthouse.
We've heard one version of the facts. We've heard the government's version. The proof is sitting in their hands, and in a situation like this, in a white-collar case, you have to remember that there are two sides to the story, and you have to evaluate the facts carefully after hearing both sides of the story. And my client intends to fight this case vigorously.
The three other men charged in the contracting scandal will be in detention until their trial. Army Corps of Engineers employee Kerry Kahn did not even ask to be released and waived his right to a detention hearing. His son Lee Kahn and Army Corps employee Michael Alexander did ask to be freed with restrictions. But Magistrate Judge Robinson said no, because they're too great a flight risk. She also ruled that Lee Kahn is a danger to the community because the government has recordings of him threatening to kill his brother if he told authorities about the scheme. Prosecutors say all the men face decades behind bars, so have reason to try and flee, and said the defendants have dirt on other contractors who have not been charged and who might be motivated to help the men escape to keep them quiet. The four men were guarded by U.S. Marshals and wore orange jumpsuits. Their feet were shackled, so they had to shuffle into the courtroom. Harold Babb occasionally put his head on his hands as the proceedings went on.